One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 3, God's Image Bearer, by Dr. Mark Smith. Scripture passage, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Genesis 1, 26 through 27. I love the words of Jesus in the book of Matthew when he says, "Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Matthew 6, 26. Jesus' illustration reminds me of a time when I was on vacation at Myrtle Beach. I was enjoying the sunshine, ocean breeze, the sand between my toes, when unexpectedly, a seagull came up and sat beside me. It seemed nervous. It was shaking, and I could tell it had not eaten in several days. I was concerned and asked the little bird what was wrong, and he said, "Could you help me? I haven't had anything to eat in over a week. I am starving, and I feel sick. I am having so much trouble getting food, and I don't know what to do. Could you give me something to eat?" Of course, I'm kidding. The little bird did not come up to me asking for food. We talked about other things, but not about food. Again, I'm just kidding. This passage tells us how our loving Heavenly Father takes care of not only birds, but every animal. Every animal he has created, he takes care of. God takes care of the animals because they are his creation. He is responsible for them and has promised he would provide for their needs. However, when it comes to man, he takes care of us in a special way. That's why Jesus follows up with the words, "Aren't you worth more than they?" Jesus brings up a good question. What are we worth to God? To find the answer, we need to read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "The Lord God formed man out of the dust from the ground, and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils." Scripture describes man as being created much differently than the rest of creation. The eternal God breathed his life-giving breath into his image bearer. Nothing else in all of creation was given life this way. King David helps us see God's special affection toward mankind. He says, "You, God, made him, man, little less than God, and crowned him with glory and honor." Psalm 8, 5. Therefore, the answer to Jesus' question is most definitely yes. Man is God's special creation. You are God's special creation, and he wants a special relationship with you. He wants to give you life in him now and life with him for all eternity. The Lord makes this possible through his Son, Jesus. God sent his Son to offer the way to make life now and for eternity possible with him. For anyone who has put faith and trust in Christ and has made him the Lord of his or her life, eternal life is not only a future hope, it is a present possession. Therefore, since believers possess this incredible gift, living each day as an image bearer, it becomes more about daily surrender, Luke 9:23, constant abiding, John 15:5, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Reflect upon the following. Go to a passage in your Bible that has spoken to you in the past, whether it was last week or 30 years ago. Now, read it. Read it again. Read it a third and a fourth time. What is God saying to you today about this passage? Is it different than when you read it before? Consider taking the following action steps. Share with a family member, someone from your church, or a neighbor what the Lord is saying to you now about the passage you read. Write out this Bible passage on paper and place it where you will see it regularly. Make a list of other Bible passages the Lord has used to speak to you. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.